Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. So you know that feeling you get when you know your clothes reflect your sexy inner self? Yes! That's why I'm so excited this episode is sponsored by Fabletics, because they offer affordable, high-quality, and stylish workout clothes for you sexy women and men. Check out the link in the show notes to get your first 2 leggings for only $24. So, ladies, have you ever noticed how different contexts bring different meaning to situations? Basically, if you change the context, you can change the meaning. For example, in some parts of Europe, a guy wearing a bright red Speedo won't turn too many heads. But in Montana, a guy wearing a bright red Speedo would probably be received a completely different way. Different meaning is assigned to the same dude in that sexy red Speedo. Now, we constantly assign meaning to everything, every day. I could wake up and see the sun shining bright and decide that means it's a perfect day to wear my bikini and jump into a pool. Or I could decide that means I'm going to be miserably hot all day and I won't be able to get any work done. So this begs the question, how often do you end up assigning negative meaning to what's going on around you? We could think of it as seeing the glass half full or half empty, but it really goes beyond that. The meaning we assign to whatever happens around us either increases or depletes the richness of our lives. And hey, it's only natural to think in terms of risk, loss, and what could potentially go wrong. That's built into our brains for safety and survival. However, if we dwell on those things, we develop a low energy way of thinking that feeds a low energy way of being. And that, my friends, is a big bummer for everyone who has to interact with that. So let's talk about reframing meaning. There are 3 key ways to reframe. The first is to step into an as-if situation, where you explore future options as if they've already happened and you've already achieved the outcome you want. This allows you to look back on what you did to get there. The second strategy is to use contrast, where you compare 2 different experiences, and this helps you to discover new things by finding out what made the difference in another situation that maybe you can apply to your current situation. The third, and my personal favorite, is the outcome frame. This frame shifts the attention to the outcome you want instead of the problem. Because remember, where focus goes, energy flows. If you keep thinking about the problem and why it sucks and how could this happen to you again and why you, where's that going? That's not really productive, is it? I don't think so. Reframing and assigning different meaning to whatever we're experiencing helps us create more empowering stories about ourselves and our lives. So the next time you're faced with an inconvenient, irritating, or outright crummy situation, ask yourself, what is the meaning of this? And then you get to decide. Try using one of the 3 reframing, which again, the first is to step into an as-if frame where you explore future options as if they've already happened. The second, to use a contrast where you compare 2 different experiences and see where you could apply one into the other. And the third, again, my favorite, is the outcome frame where you focus on what you want and make your questions productive toward that outcome. And if you can think of anything else that helps you personally reframe situations when they're just kind of crummy and messy, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Email me at info@sexymamamovement.com. Well, that is it for today, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.